This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
What up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? Once again, it's your boy High Five Tom to let everyone know about all the hot action here in the Midwest wrestling scene. And before I go into the promos for all the hot action coming up this weekend, I do want to shout out my good friends over at Battle Tested Pro, Battle Tested Ben, and his better half Cat, as they brought me the results for last weekend's show that went down in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, for Lead the Way. The first match was Ben McCoy, who was defeated by the dastardly Nell Dillinger. Then, in a triple threat action, we had Devin August taking on Skylar Reed and Adonis Allen, and Adonis Allen coming away with the W. Then we had some tag team action for match three. We had some tag team action when the Ross Dynasty of Silky Smooth and Marquise took on the Bro Bros, and the Bro Bros come away with the win. And after that, we had the Battle Tested Pro Wrestling Air Assault Championship match, where Lennox Leon took on EJ Swanson, and EJ Swanson takes the belt from Lennox Leon to become your new Air Assault Champion. Then, match 5, we had Jarrett Jax taking on, he's not number 1, he's number 2, Mr. Onyx Andretti. And in this match, Jarrett Jax gets the win. And after that, for the Battle Tested Pro Wrestling Crusader Championship match, the previous champion, Ben Evanson, Battle Tested Ben himself, took on Will Emery, but he was unable to keep that belt, as Will Emery is now your Battle Tested Pro Wrestling Crusader Championship. And then, in the main event, for the Battle Tested Pro Wrestling World Championship, Zack McGuire took on personal friend of High Five Tom, and we've got a new world champ, Mr. Two Belts himself, Mr. Tommy Trainwreck, is your new Battle Tested Pro Wrestling World Champion. So once again, like I said, they did raise a bunch of money for the Jones and the Zayden Jones family, so that was awesome. So make sure you are following Battle Tested Pro on all the social medias and for their upcoming shows. Ben and Kat always do a great job. But first, onto the promos we've got coming up for this weekend. First, we have 3 shows on Friday, March 15th, starting with Horror Slam with their show Unlucky Charms at the Livonia Elks Lodge in Livonia, Michigan. Highlighted by an Unlucky 7 gauntlet for the Horror Slam title, featuring Insane 8 alumni Remington Roar, Satu Jin, and monthly guest personal friend of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, Tommy Trainwreck. Then, 01 Wrestling is back with their show Friday Night Fights, which is their fan appreciation night, and it's all going down in Edgewood, Illinois. And last, we have Chicago Style Wrestling with their show Over Like Clover, going down at the Franklin Park VFW Hall in Franklin Park, Illinois. On the card, we've got Axel Rico, Missa Kate, Uncle T, Salmon Tupu, this week's guest on the Witty City Slam podcast, by the way, Warhorse, Maggie Lee, just to name a few. And if you do have front row tickets to Chicago Style Wrestling, it's not reserved seating, so make sure you get there so you don't lose your ticket. Then we've got a stacked Saturday, March 16th, with 9 shows, leading off with Frontline Pro with their show Call to Arms at the Oak Avenue Community Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin. On the card, we've got Quinn Wittick, the Bro Bros, EJ Swanson, and many, many more. Then Rugged Pro Wrestling has their show Shamrock Showdown going down in Keokuk, Iowa. If I did not pronounce that correctly, shoot me a DM here on the Twitter machine. And also, we've got Honor Among Wrestling is back with their show Rise from the Ashes 2. And that show is going down at the Bettendorf Community Center in Bettendorf, Iowa. Bruce City Wrestling is back at the Elks Lodge in Waukesha, Wisconsin with their show 316 Give Me a Hell Yeah, with a many of High Five Tom favorites and a litany of former and future guests on the show, including the Apex Athlete CJ Cole, Tyler Sullivan, Dysfunction, Jack Sirius, Nick Colucci, Chucky Bates, Ethan Matthews, The Spectre, Jaden Mercer, Sean Priest, and on and on and on. Hit up their Facebook page for tickets, as it looks like Front Row is sold out for that show. All-Star Lucha Libre is back at the famous Berwyn Eagles Club in Berwyn, Illinois with their show Full of Luck. Many of your high-flying favorites, including Laney Luck, Skeeta, JPH, and personal friend of High Five Tom, Tully Bergarelli. Next, UWE is back with their show Meltdown at the Cadillac Army National Guard Armory in, you guessed it folks, Cadillac, Michigan. Card featuring personal friend of High Five Tom, Moondog Murray, Yanni GQ Giannis, Kazile, just to name a few. Then Rage and Pro Wrestling has their show Extravaganza 3 going down to Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Yet again, a huge card coming out from Rage and Pro Wrestling featuring Heather Reckless, Gary J., Matt Fitchett, Maggie Lee, and a meet and greet with WWE legend Mr. Anderson, who will also be in action on that same card. And then Wrestling Revolvers back in Clive, Iowa with their show Ready or Not. Card featuring Masha Slamovich, Matt Cardona, Alex Shelley, Ace Austin, the Grizzled Young Veterans, Killer Kelly, and High Five Tom favorite Mr. Speedball Mike Bailey. Last and never ever least, we've got Glory Pro Wrestling running their show, the Road Warrior Cup Show, at the South Broadway Athletic Club in St. Louis, Missouri on Saturday, March 16th and Sunday, March 17th. Card over the 2 days featuring, just to name a few here, Tootie Lynn, Warhorse, Danhausen, Kelvin Tankman, Camaro Jackson, and like I said, just to name a few. Also going down in St. Louis on March 24th, Grandel Wrestling is back with their show. Personal friend of High Five Tom, Mr. Tinder Mahal, putting on that show. So make sure you stay tuned next week for details on that show. And real quick, I am embarrassed to say I did mess up. Also, there is one more show going down March 16th in Joliet, Illinois. Robert Anthony, All Ego Anthony, is putting on his first show down in Joliet, Illinois. Unfortunately, I do not have the details, which is 1,000% my fault. So if you're in the Joliet area, make sure you check out that show. It's going to be a banger. So I do apologize to everybody over there, but congratulations, Mr. Robert Ego Anthony, on running your first show. So appreciate it. So make sure you're checking that out. But once again, make sure you're following all these great companies here on the Facebook link in the show notes. And also check out my man Clayton over at New Life Records with the official Midwestern Wrestling Roundup theme song. As always, I'll be at several of these shows, rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sporting my visor, and guzzling some beer or some ginger ale. So if you see me stop by for a high five, your first drink's on me, leaded or unleaded. Plus, I know there's a lot of shows here in the Midwest wrestling scene that I may have missed. I'd love to put them all over. So tweet me at High Five Tom. That's the number 5, not 5 spelled out. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionary Gold Media. All fans, remember, all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I hope everyone enjoys some great Midwest wrestling.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.